The water tap closest to our house is a small concrete pen with a spout protruding from a rock. There's usually a scattering of people, mostly women and girls chattering nonchalantly around a cluster of tin jugs. But don't be deceived. This is a battleground. Now, there are rules. Rule number one, you must adhere at all times to a strict system of maneuvering. It works like this. As I arrive, I set down my tin jugs close to the spout, but not too close. Confident, but not cocky. I am now in line. Rule number two, there is no linear line. It's a virtual line where everyone takes note of who has arrived when. Still, your place must be defended as your turn approaches by moving closer to the spout, vigilantly, but not presumptuously. Rule number three, the virtual line is enforced through joint regulation. We watch for cheaters who move their jugs in too close, too quickly. Cheaters are handled with varying degrees of severity, depending on their age, status, and ferocity. I lack all three of these advantages, so for me, outright cheating is not an option. However, that brings us to rule number four. Tactical alliances may be arranged. This is my specialty. Let's say an aggressor places their water jug under the spout when it's my turn. I exchange glances with, say, Lakshmi, the girl who does housework for the school headmaster. Lakshmi climbs up behind the water spout, thereby monopolizing access, and then shouts, "Laura, Dee Dee, sister!" as if my name is a football play. I hand her my water jug, and she hooks it right under the spout until the offender has removed their vessel from underneath it. And then, to prove a point, when my jug is full, I hand Lakshmi hers, so that there's never an opening for challenge. Then we declare victory and walk home together while the old ladies yell after us. Rule five is the trickiest. The water tap involves all kinds of unspoken social conventions that are completely invisible to the uninitiated. For example, you may find, as I did on a particularly busy day, that just as you arrive, a woman will begin to yell at you in a furious tumble of incomprehensible words. And you may think, quite correctly, I am in full accordance with the system of maneuvering, as you make your way, at the proper speed, towards the water spout. But then, the woman will take a palmful of water and toss it into your face for no reason whatsoever. Back at the house, Amma is waiting for me, and I cry indignantly that her only American daughter has been mistreated at the water tap. Amma sighs and then explains, I must have stood too close to low caste water jugs. And in the Hindu caste system, water is a conductor of impurity. The tainted object, in this case, me, can be cleansed with a sprinkling of water that has touched gold, such as an earring. Our neighbor had been looking out for my high-caste Brahmin family by purifying the foolish foreign water girl. So much for the system. Some rules can only be learned on the job.